I received something in the mail recently that brought a huge smile to my face, and I think it will do the same for you. You might have surmised that this means another book look, and you would be correct. There are very few things that I enjoy more than receiving a surprise package. It's the simple things in life, am I right? So I received a parcel that contained the latest monograph from KAA Architecture, KAA Design, of whom I am an enormous fan. I love their work, yes, but I also consider Grant Kirkpatrick and Duan Tran like-minded ideological compatriots. Both Grant and Duan have been on the show. I've spent a great deal of time with each of them, and I will share something with you about talent, creativity, and the willingness to extend one's comfort zone. KAA Design is a firm based on creative adventure, based on solid fundamental principles of design and a joyful willingness to express new ideas. And you can hear their joy when they speak about what they do. I'm telling you, I've spoken with each of them on a number of occasions for a long period of time, and you could see it in their eyes and you can hear it in their voice. So you now understand why I was absolutely giddy with excitement to flip through this weighty tome. Weighty it is, and also jammed with both creative expression and fundamental expertise in the field of architectural design. This book is entitled Residing with Nature. It contains an interview with Grant and Duan that is insightful and telling what is to come in the following pages of the book. They open, first project, with one of my absolute favorite KAA design projects, Treehouse, based in La Jolla, California. This home is an extraordinary example of masterful site planning. Dimension and topography use are exquisite. The vegetation surrounds and infrastructure complements the entire footprint of the site. The structure itself, concrete, wood, steel, and glass, with a stunning oak planted at the rear of the home, also welcomes you upon arrival due to the sheer size, scope, and scale of this 300-year-old specimen. Side note, as a woodworker, I love turning oak. It is a buttery specimen to turn at 1,000 RPM. It's just, for me, it's one of my favorite woods to turn. And what you get from the look of it in the projects that I've worked on, I just love doing it. So to have this particular oak, and what I love working with oak, because its grain is, to me, spectacular. It's with distinct rings on the inside and the grain on the outside. Anyway, I could keep going, but I won't. Why I mention it is because of this, you can see the uniqueness from the inside, but also from the exterior, as each oak tree is distinctly different in the growth pattern, the gnarly bark and leaf clusters. This particular tree obscures some parts of the structure, yet opens willingly to others for a high level of interest. This was not a happy accident. This was thought out. This is what I'm telling you about Grant and Duan and KAA. They think this through. They can, you know, this is a 300-year-old specimen, but they can probably imagine, not exactly, but how it will grow over the next 100 years. This is what exceptional architects see and understand before a single form is built, before a single line is drawn. This residence is exceptional in every way. And this book gives me, the reader, you, when you get it as a reader, a look inside the thought process that led to its creation in image and carefully selected text. I imagine in the same care, or with the same care rather, that went into every line drawn. Another exceptional example of the true essence of the work lies in the Tower Grove residence. An exceptional example, again, of site management combined with extreme engineering that makes this an absolute masterpiece in architectural design. Both examples noted, and throughout this entire book, you will find example after example of the symbiotic relationship explored, detailed, and executed in the work of KAA Design as it relates to a residential project and the nature that surrounds it. Amazing. The book is available now, published by Rizzoli. Check out the show notes for links to KAA, Rizzoli, and to buy this book. If you are a fan of architecture, extraordinary design, vision, and sustainable building, you will love this as much as I do. Grant, Dwan, well done. Congratulations. So, next up, some house cleaning and scatter shooting, starting with updates. I wanted to follow up on the perch saga that I mentioned a couple weeks ago. So Perch never did reopen. I don't know anyone who thought that they would, but they didn't. And as of this recording, the website has not been updated, which I think is unfortunate. And the list of lawsuits is growing. Most recently filed was the $33 million suit filed by American Express. Perch has filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection, and that means liquidation, not restructuring. So remember, when they had trouble back in 2017, did a full restructuring, closed most of the stores and raised over $100 million in capital. Remember the article in Forbes that read, quote, "After flying so high, Perch crashes to the ground," end quote. As Mark Twain is credited with saying, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. It's rhyming in this case. It is gangster rapping in this case because it looks very similar to what it looked like back in 2017. For those who have been affected by this, I am truly sorry for your pain. What can we all do about things like this in the future? Well, if you're a consumer, if you're a customer, if you're a client, find yourself a really good designer or architect because they know how to handle these things. If you're a designer or an architect, part of the new reality is being responsible for the showrooms and the manufacturers and the partners that you work with. Make sure that they're trusted partners and only work with trusted partners with a reputation for successful business practices. I think designers and clients need to review best practices with their showroom partners. I think sometimes we get ahead of ourselves by how things look in social media. We look at pretty pictures, we look at celebrity projects, we look at celebrity homes and that of the uber wealthy and famous, and we forget that at the end of the day, supply chain, functional products, well-designed projects, talented designers and architects, that's what matters. And we don't necessarily do the due diligence required to protect the greatest asset, business reputation and client funds. Those are the things that I think we should be focusing on. And that's why, again, I will just reiterate, work with good partners. Looking back at something, so looking back at the AD Sofia Vergara project and the non-crediting Timothy Corgan for his years of work and design on the project. As of this recording, changes have been made to the digital version of the story, which was nice to see. However, the video on YouTube references, even still, designer O'Hara Davies Gaetano exclusively and not Timothy Corgan. That's a mistake. That's an easy fix and one that should have been taken care of a long time ago. I also have seen nothing in the way of addressing their attribution practices in the future. No policy changes. If I were on the editorial board or team of Architectural Digest, I would put a policy out there. I would let people know this is how we accredit the projects that you see. This is how we source. You know, if you're just going to stick with a mere questionnaire, if that's what you do, not saying that that's what they do, but if that is what they do, say it. And then at least everyone will know that there really is no detailed sourcing efforts, not to mention crediting those who deserve to be credited. So I think there should be policy and standards. Funny enough, they also never responded to the change request that I made earlier this year on the podcast to their gross factual error back in 2019, because it's still there 5 years later. Yeah. So responsible journalism is important. Look at the trade publications you read. If you're a designer, architect, or a design enthusiast, look at the trade publications you read with a higher level of scrutiny and reward those who do a better job. Reward them with your subscription and reward them by patronizing their sponsors and advertisers. Because, you know, when you do due diligence, when you track people down, when you look at what they do as an advertiser, as a contributor, it makes for a better product, it makes for better stories, and it makes for a better conversation. More to come on this topic. Finally, this week we're looking at the Pratt Schwarzenegger kerfuffle. It happened again. Another architectural gem loses the battle with the dozer. The only reason you heard about this is because it's another uber wealthy celebrity buyer owner in Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger who bought the property and did the dozing. Truth is, this happens all the time. And you never mourn the lost architecture because you never know about it in the first place. Sad fact is, it's not the fault of Pratt and Schwarzenegger. I mean, yes, tremendously bad form. Yes, they're not great neighbors. Yes, it's not cool. Like buying a piece of art and destroying it because you can, like eating an endangered species, which might be delicious, but it's still a crappy thing to do. Like idling your diesel in front of someone's house because you're too lazy to park and walk or wait, you know, without air conditioning. There are many things that people do simply because they can. However, honestly, the fault here lies at the feet of the city of Brentwood, the county of Los Angeles, and the state of California. For all the rules and regulations that you have in California on the building side, how about a little bit of a better effort towards preservation? The city of Brentwood talks a lot about community, but little about preservation. I got news for you. Preservation of a community is what makes your community stronger. It's what makes your society, it's what makes your culture stronger. Besides, even if they did, you saw what happened in Beverly Hills with the 1001 North Roxbury property. If you don't know the story, check the show notes for links to the two episodes and the full story of what happened. It was listed. It was marked to preserve. It got demolished anyway. I said at the time, I don't mourn the loss of the property because I don't live in the neighborhood. This doesn't affect me personally at all. But I do feel a sense of loss for those who live in the neighborhood. I'm empathic. I am. Knocking down the Zimmerman house is not the end of the world. It's not the level of some other travesties that have taken place like 1001 North Roxbury. But tearing down a Craig Elwood in the manner they did without reaching out to any of the organizations, the architectural organizations, that might have been able to chronicle, tour, or salvage a piece for posterity, to me, that seems wrong. AIA, SciArc, I mean, there are so many organizations. My friend George Smart with U.S. Modernist Radio, there are so many organizations, modernism in Palm Springs. You can't tell me that they wouldn't have welcomed the opportunity to have a video tour or to tour it and chronicle. Anyway, I digress. Celebrity entitlement is a real thing. Wealthy entitlement is a real thing. But most ordinary lovers of architecture and design, listen, let's be real about this. You're not going to plop down $12 million to save a home like this. You're just not. I think the anger is misguided. Instead of focusing on this loss, focus on all of the anger and the efforts on strengthening the preservation requirements, laws, and regulations for saving true works of art before a rich celebrity can even get the idea that they can do this, to make it so unpalatable that it wouldn't even be considered. And I'm not looking to expand any potential spat with AD, but I will tell you right now that if in 24 to 36 months from now, if there is a piece on the new Pratt Schwarzenegger modern farmhouse and a video without discussing what it replaced, we will be discussing it here. whatever that means. And just to put a bow on this episode of the show, back to Grant and Dwan with KAA Design, as you will see when you get their book, architecture is not always, but certainly can be art. Art worth treasuring, respecting, and yes, at times, saving. That is all for this installment of the Design Messengers. Thank you for listening. Thank you to my partner sponsors, Thermosol, Design Hardware, Pacific Sales, TimberTech, and Monogram. Speaking of good partners that you want to work with, check the show notes for links. I recommend them because I've been working with them for a long time and I know how they do business. And thank you for your continued support. Thank you for listening. Congratulations to Grant and Dwan from KAA Design. You guys crushed it on this book. Love it. And thanks again. So listen, until we meet next week, be well and take today first.